Everybody, it's that time. It's that time on the weekend. Woo! This is a big weekend, too. I know you guys are busy, so we're going to keep this short. A lot going on this weekend. Why? Because it's Father's Day and it's solstice. The longest day of the year is here on a weekend. This Sunday, you guys, I know you're listening, you're feeling it. Longest day of the year and Father's Day. Good job for all those fathers getting the longest day of the year. Why not? That's right. Isn't it their day, Christine, to take care of the kids in this long, long day?
It's their day to be pampered.
That's right.
Yep.
It is.
Not
absolutely. So just a
hours.
Shout out to all the fathers, all the parents out there in these days and these hours and these important lessons and leadership and teaching that we share with our kids and, frankly, that they share with us, too. So just a shout out all around for everyone and anyone who's mentoring, loving, snuggling, holding on to, lifting up a child. A child of all ages. I'm just going to say it because we come in all ages. I'm just going to throw myself in there. You guys, it's Father's Day. It's a long, beautiful, hopefully sunny day right where you are at. And I'm celebrating each and every one of you. And my hot minute for today is to simply be. That's right. There's not a lot to this hot minute. Simply be in this space. Feel this energy. Be celebratory of where you're at. Recognize it. How many times in the year, in a month, in a week, do we stop to say, you know what, I'm doing it. I'm shaking it up, and I'm stirring it up, likely, too, right? There's some rocks that are tumbling. That's okay. That's right. That was my hot minute on Friday. But it's all good. Celebrate. Celebrate who you are, where you are, what you've done, who's in your life, and celebrate Father's Day. And the long solstice day, we're making the turn, you guys. We can all feel it. And that's the math. And that, Christine, is my hot minute for the weekend.
So that's the plan for the weekend. We're just going to be.
Just be.
That's what we're going to be and enjoy. What I want to add is something that Deb and I talk about a lot, and it's appropriate for time with family. Father's Day, lots of you are going to gather with your families. And it's this. People can only give what they've got. And that's a good thing. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is in certain settings. So when somebody offers you a belief system, and that's what they've got, that's the best that they've got. Or if they offer you a thought or a reaction to something that you do, that's the best that they've got. To look at it in this way and not take it personally or react is a powerful place to be. Most people in your family are giving you the best that they've got, and that's going to have to be good enough for you. Asking somebody to change to make you feel better or vice versa is never going to work, guys. It's falling into this feeling of, well, you're giving me the best that you've got, and I guess that's going to have to be good enough for now, is such a relief. It's a relief for you. It's a relief for them. And you stop taking things so personally. So just chew on this thought for the weekend as you be and you celebrate and you enjoy the people who are giving you the best that they've got right here, right now. And you're going to be surprised at how you come out into Monday feeling less stress, less worry, and more joy and compassion. That's my hot minute for this weekend, you guys. We love you, and we'll catch you on Monday.
And that's another hot minute.